Welcome to the Point of Purity podcast, a weekly study filled to the brim with all the tools from Scripture you will ever need to build a lasting life of biblical purity. Well, I'm your host, Steve Etner, author, national speaker, and purity coach for the Pure Man Ministry, and this, drum roll please, is our 100th episode. Woo! And in this episode, we're going to continue our discussion about the choices we make and the consequences that follow. Think about this as it relates to your sexual purity. If you want the consequences of your actions to be a sexual purity that honors and glorifies God, if you want to experience God's blessing on your life, what actions must you choose right now to get those consequences later? Well, this week's episode is entitled Ready, Set, Action. There's an old adage that says, you can choose your actions, but you cannot choose the consequences. You ever heard that before? You can choose your actions, but you cannot choose the consequences. Let me give you an example. I am free to choose the action of putting my hand underneath a running lawnmower. All right, now pause for just a moment. That's a very unwise choice, at least in my humble opinion, but I have the freedom to make that choice. Would you agree with me? However, I cannot choose whether those spinning blades chop my fingers off or not. I can choose my action, but I cannot choose the consequence. I want to challenge that old adage, and I want to submit you can choose your consequences simply by choosing your actions. Going back to the lawnmower example, I can choose the consequence of not losing my fingers simply by choosing the action of not putting my hand underneath a running lawnmower. Choice. Consequence. That's the point of Genesis 4:7, the verse we looked at last week's episode. It says this, God says to Cain, if you choose to do what is right, in other words, if you choose to put God on the throne of your heart and to worship God as the Lord and leader of your life, then something wonderful will happen. You'll be accepted. You'll be blessed. You will enjoy all that God has to offer. Choice, consequence. You can choose the consequence by choosing the action. However, Genesis 4:7 goes on to say, if you choose to do what is wrong. In other words, if you choose to let King Me remain on the throne of your heart and worship self, something entirely different will happen. Sin, shame, guilt, they will consume you. Choice, consequence. You can choose the consequence by choosing the action. Now, I want you to think about this as it relates to sexual purity. If you want the consequence of your action to be a sexual purity that truly honors and glorifies God, if you want to experience God's blessing on your life, then what actions must you choose right now, right now, right now, to get those wonderful consequences later? It's a great question to not just think about, but talk about with your accountability partner. I want you to consider this. The action that you must choose right now to get the consequences of God's blessing later. The action you must choose right now. Listen, it's far more than just stopping the lust and putting a cease and desist order on looking at porn. It goes way beyond no longer masturbating. Now, yes, we need to stop those things. We need to stop them now. That's a necessity. However, the action we take must go deeper than that. What you must choose right now is far more than getting a good software program that blocks your access to porn. Again, yes, I highly recommend that you have a software program that blocks your access and reports your activities to an accountability partner. Personally, I have used for the last 18 years, and I highly recommend Covenant Eyes. But the action you must take to receive the consequence of God's blessing goes even deeper than that. The action you must choose to take is even more than getting an accountability partner and meeting with them on a regular basis. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that having an accountability partner isn't necessary. Actually, quite the contrary. It's vital to your ongoing purity that you have someone, an accountability partner, that cares enough about you to ask you the hard questions and keep you responsible. However, the action you must take is even greater than that. Watch this now. Listen, the actions you must choose to do right now, from this point forward, right now, right now, right now, of necessity, includes number one, daily reading God's word. Number two, daily talking with the God of the Word. In other words, prayer. Number three, daily memorizing Scripture, working on those Scripture verses that you have memorized. And then number four, daily worshiping God. Oh, and by the way, in case you missed it the first time, each of those things, each of those four, are to be done daily. Genesis 4:7, God said to Cain, "If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you. You must master it." Now listen, it is vitally important that you begin to understand that your choice to lust, your choice to look at porn, your choice to masturbate, ultimately your choice to worship King Me, will always result in you being consumed by sin. You see, when you choose to yield to temptation, King Me ends up sitting on the throne in every aspect of your life. Not God, you, King Me. Not certain parts of your life, all of it. Everything you think, everything you say, and everything you do has the fingerprints of King Me written all over them. So I have a question for you to consider. Up until now, how successful have you been at governing your life, being in charge of your life? I'm going to submit that the answer, if you're truthful, is not very successful at all. You see, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, God instructs Joshua and us to not let this book of the law, in other words, God's word, depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Okay, so now I have a question for you. According to this text, Joshua 1:8, how successful would you be if you let God have complete control, complete reign over every part of your life? To help you with the answer, let me read Joshua 1:8 to you again. Listen closely. Do not let this book of the law, do not let God's word depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Joshua 1:8. So again, let me ask, how successful, how prosperous would you be if you let God have complete reign over every part of your life, including your sexuality? I need to drive this point home. Your choice to lust, your choice to look at porn, your choice to masturbate, your choice to put King Me on the throne of your heart and thus do what is wrong, those choices have resulted in you being consumed by sin, not just sexual sin. You have focused your life on making King Me happy, happy, happy. You've chosen to worship a false god, and God says that's idolatry. And as a result, you have made sinful decision after sinful decision after sinful decision based on what you believe will make you feel good and satisfied and fulfilled. Not only, watch this now, not only was sin crouching at the door of your heart, but it has pounced and it has begun to devour every aspect of your life. Well, I want to challenge you to seriously think about this next point. When King Me is sitting on the throne of your heart, three things happen simultaneously, all at the same time, every time, guaranteed. Here they are. Number one, when King Me is sitting on the throne of your heart, you're worshiping King Me. That's a given. As I said earlier, everything you think, everything you say, everything you do is naturally bent towards pleasing King Me, bringing me happiness, joy, fulfillment, satisfaction. You are basically living your life with the mindset that says, I want, I need, I deserve, I desire, I have to have, I can't live without. It's all about me. And right along with that, the second thing that happens simultaneously is this. When King Me is sitting on the throne of your heart, not only are you worshiping King Me, but you expect everything and everyone else to worship the King as well. Think about it this way. Let's make it practical and personal. In what ways have you seen that to be true in your free time? How has your free time been dedicated towards making King Me happy? If you're married, how have you seen that to be true in your marriage? If you've got kids, how have you seen that to be true in your family? How have you seen it to be true in your workplace, in your home? What about your driving? Yeah, you heard me correctly. Even in your driving, you expect people to worship King Me. What about technology, your computer, your tablet, your smartphone? You expect technology to worship you. What about church, your worship experience at church? You expect the preaching and the singing to worship you. The fact is, when King Me is sitting on the throne of your heart, not only are you worshiping King Me, but you expect everything and everyone else to worship the King as well. And then third, and this happens right along with the other two, right at the same time, when King Me is sitting on the throne of your heart, not only are you worshiping the King and expecting everyone and everything around you to worship the King, watch this now, you also expect God to worship King Me as well. Ouch. Though you wouldn't say that directly, here's often how it may look. God, I have been faithfully serving you. I'm reading my Bible. I'm taking captive my thoughts. I'm treating my spouse well. I haven't raised my voice at the kids in over a week. I've kept a good attitude at work. And I go to church every Sunday. I put my tithe in the offering plate. I serve on the board of church. I teach a Sunday school class. I sing in the choir. God, I've been good. So you owe me. Why aren't you blessing me? What else must I do to earn your favor? Now, again, you may not use those exact words, but the mindset is there when King Me is sitting on the throne of your heart. We may never directly say those things to God, but we think them and we'll feel them, especially when things aren't going well, when things aren't going our way. Maybe our prayer might go something like this: God, why are you punishing me? What have I done that you're angry with me, that you're choosing not to bless me? What more do you want from me? Can you see who's sitting on the throne? With every choice we make in life, there are consequences, both seen and unseen, both now and in the future. So we need to learn how to choose the good consequences by choosing the right actions. Now, I want to submit that in the past, you've chosen to look at porn, you've chosen to lust, you've chosen to give in to masturbation, you've been sexually impure to bring a warped sense of satisfaction. You give into those things thinking you're going to get satisfaction and fulfillment. In the past, you've trusted your ability to achieve some form of fulfillment and satisfaction, but you've been going the wrong way down a one-way street. Now, I realize I cannot speak definitively for you, but for me personally, that King Me choice never, ever brought me what I anticipated or what I hoped for. It never delivered the promised goods. The consequences that I received were vastly different than what I thought would happen. Bottom line, I was deceived. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, we have this warning: be not deceived. In other words, don't let yourself be duped by the enemy. Don't listen to the lies of Satan. The verse goes on, God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, in other words, whatever choice you make in the moment of your temptation, that will he also reap. You will receive the consequences of that choice. For the one who sows to the flesh, the one who chooses to put King Me on the throne of their hearts and worship self, will from that choice reap corruption. Choice, consequence. But the one who sows to the Spirit, the one who puts God on the throne of their heart, puts God first in every aspect of his life, will from that choice reap eternal life. Choice, consequence. So what's wrong with going down the path of King Me? Proverbs 14:12 says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end results in death. If you've listened to my personal testimony, then you know my story. And if you haven't yet, I'd encourage you to go back to an earlier episode and listen to my story. But for a while there, I truly thought that lust and porn and masturbation was the best way, or at least the easiest way, to finding satisfaction and that sense of fulfillment that I was missing. I was deceived into believing that giving in to my temptation was the way to being happy in life. It temporarily eased my pain. I mean, it did do that. It partially relieved the stress and the frustration that I felt. But the result was death. I nearly lost my marriage. I lost the admiration of my wife and my kids. I lost the respect of my friends at church. My mother literally took all of her pictures of me and cut my face out of them. I lost 4 very good jobs because of my addiction. My relationship with God was severely strained, and I even attempted suicide as a result. Again, I'd encourage you to check out our testimony on episode 1 or 2, or it's in the early episodes of our podcast. When you choose the wrong way, when you choose the King Me way, the consequences of that choice will always be the death of something, usually many things in your life. However, if you choose to trust with all of your heart that God's way of purity is so much better, it is far, far better, even though right now you may not be experiencing it, right now it may be the hardest, most painful thing you've ever pursued, if you choose to trust that God's way of purity is better, then I promise you the consequences of that choice are that he will help you along the way. He will not only show you the path of purity and the path to lasting victory, but he will give you his divine power to be pure, to live pure, to stay pure, 2 Peter 1:3. And you will find far more than what you've been searching for. I promise you. Okay, we're going to hit the pause button again until next week's episode as we look forward to continuing in this study. And as we conclude this week's powerful podcast, I'd like to take just a moment and give you just a brief glimpse into the Pure Man Ministry. You see, we do a whole lot more here at the Pure Man Ministry than just produce a weekly podcast. For example, we have a free app. It's available for any smart device, phone, tablet. The app is entitled My Purity Coach, My Purity Coach. And this app is chock full of powerful tools that can help you in your walk of purity. There are tons of scripture verses. There's audio and video lessons from the Bible. You can even listen to this podcast from the app. You can, if you're a fan of the TV series, The Chosen, you can watch that on the app. There's also a button on that app that says call Steve. And if you're needing to have someone to talk with, to pray with, just tap that button. It'll call me and I'll answer. We also have designed an online training resource called ChristianGrowthAcademy.com. Again, that's ChristianGrowthAcademy.com. There you're going to find a growing library of video courses that are geared to help you learn how to grow in your walk with Christ. And if you're a subscriber to this podcast, then you have heard me talk many times about the Point of Purity program. It's a 12-week, one-on-one, Bible-centered coaching program that takes you deep into the scriptures and teaches you how to develop a lifelong strategic plan for purity. I've also talked on this podcast about the various books that I've written. All of them are available on my website, thepuritycoach.com, or you can go to amazon.com and do a search for my name, Steve Etner. We are a faith-based, donor-supported ministry. So all of this that I've mentioned to you and so much more is only made possible by our team of ministry partners, people who are giving financially to this ministry. Now listen, without compromise, the Purity Coach shows men and women how to have a continuous relationship with Christ that is real and that is personal. And so to that end, we need financial assistance from partners just like you who are committed to providing hope and helping men and women across the globe win their battle against the beast of sexual impurity. So as we wrap up today's podcast, I am personally inviting you to join us as we impact our world by equipping and training men and women how to live in purity, godliness, and integrity. If you would like to give your tax-deductible gift to this ministry today, simply go to thepuritycoach.com. And in the upper right corner of our webpage, you can see the donate button. Click that and you can give to our ministry. And thank you so much for partnering with us. Well, if you have not subscribed yet to this podcast, let me encourage you to do so today so that you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. Until next time, this is author, speaker, and purity coach Steve Etner reminding you that if you're going to glorify God in your everyday living, well, he must first be glorified in your every moment thinking.